Perek, the fifth Perek in the article. It is page 95. Thank you. And the Feldheim Green. Can we know who just passed for a second? Feldheim Green. Yeah, what page is it, Shimmy? Fifth Perek is on the Green Feldheim is, sorry, page Lamed Aleph 31. Okay, here we go. Very, very, very powerful Perek as we continue the journey of why we don't look after our lives and why we don't change and do what we need to do. So the Ramchal teaches us, Mafsidei Hamida Hazois or Marchikeh Hem Shlesha. There are three reasons why a person is not going to look after his life and make sure he lives the life that he wants to live. Right? So the last Perek we spoke about what's going to motivate you to look after your life. This Perek is telling us that even if you're motivated to look after your life, you're going to have things that are going to distract you from taking care of your life. Number one is Ha'echadu ha'tipul v'atirdo olamas. Number one is I'm too busy to change. I'm just too busy. I don't got time. Who's got time to, right? Even 10 minutes. Who's got even 10 minutes to think, to change, right? So number one is I'm too busy to change. Number two, haschoik v'alatzen, which is heavy, which is basically we get distracted and we don't process, as the Ramchal is going to teach us, and we're light, okay, as we're going to talk about, right? You know, an earthquake in China and 30,000 people are killed and the Yankees won, beat the Braves, right? Well, in the same statement, that's called Schoik and Leitzanis, which we'll talk about more in depth. Number three is people, Chevra Ra, is bad people socially. I know I got to change, as the Ramchal is going to teach us. I know what I got to do, but what's my neighbor going to think? What's my friend going to think? What's my roommate going to think? I'm going to lose all my friends if I'm not doing what's popular. Unedaber bahem echad le'echad. We're going to speak about each one at a time. And here he goes. Hine, hatilpo v'atirda kfar dibarnu mehem lamayla, right, which he's going to go into it a little bit more, but he's going to get off topic, not off topic, chas v'shalom. He's going to move in a different direction for a second, but this is part of it. I'm too busy. We've spoken about that's what we said. Paro is tichbar avoda. I'm so busy, right? As the mashal I think I gave a few weeks ago is right. The guy's chopping down the tree, and the guy taps him on the shoulder and says, "You're chopping down the tree. I have a great idea for you. Why don't you sharpen your saw? If you sharpen your saw, because you're a tree chopper, it'll be much easier." And he says, "Leave me alone. I'm too busy chopping down trees." Right? That's example number one. What happens is his brain is very, very much on top of him, and it locks him in. So I don't have time to take a step back. We spoke a little bit about it today in Shir, right? I'm so busy. My brain is so busy. I don't have time to think about where I am, who I am, where I'm going, what I'm doing. My brain sort of locks me up in jail. So I can't focus on what I really want to do. And now he's going to go off a little bit. A person's so busy, but he doesn't spend the time doing what he knows he needs to do. Everyone's got to work. You got to make a living. You have to make a living. Ach, ribui ha'esik. Oh, am I working too much? So we're supposed to set time for Torah. That's the key. How much do I have to work? And how much do I spend learning Torah? Right? And the Ramchal says, I've already spoken to everybody before that we know Torah mevi alidei zihiras. Torah. Unbelievable. Says the Ramchal, without Torah, you will not become the Jew that you want to be. If you don't know Torah, you can't be a chassid. He's not talking about being a chusid, right? He's talking about being chassid, right? Which means if you want to be a true Jew, you have to incorporate in your life Torah. Why? Hashem created your Yetzahara, who Shabara Torah Tavla, and he created medicine for your Yetzahara. Kmo Sham Ruzal, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Loi Toira Tavlin. Hashem created a lexir. He created a spice. He created a medicine to help your Yetzer Hara. Help your Yetzahara. We spoke a little bit about Simchas Torah. It's not the forum to speak about it, but remind me after Shir now to talk about that. This point. Very, very powerful. Mihine, it's not the forum now. We don't talk. We try and, you know, at least do a blot over here. Hine Pashinu, Shema Barloi Barlo Makazola Fuazu. Hashem created this medicine for this wound. So EF Shum Panam Shivadam is always Hamakavil deserves vu. Mishakhlu Natsuza. So I know tell you. So you're a fool. You go to the doctor, he says you have strep, and then you chat GPT what medicine to take because your throat hurts. And then what happens? You take the wrong medicine. He says, Ramchal says, you're a fool. Stupid. So you still have your Avera. You can't get rid of it because you think you know better how to get rid of your problems. The Yetzahara is very strong in a person. Slowly, the Yetzahara takes over your life. He doesn't take over, right? That's the mashal they give of chametz. That's why chametz is aser b'mashu, because chametz is represents the Yetzahara. So even a little crumb, you think the Yetzahara comes and says, I'm going to ruin your life? He knows you wouldn't let him ruin your life. So he says, I'll let you ruin today. Okay, he ruined today. And then tomorrow he says, I want to ruin today. I want to ruin a little bit. I want to ruin a little bit. And then slowly it takes over. Unbelievable. You could do everything in the world, he says. And you don't take that, right? Kamosha Kasafti. He won't realize how sick he is until he dies. We'll talk afterwards for those who this triggers. But this is the truth. Ramchal is telling us the truth. You can do whatever you want. You don't take Torah as medicine. Medicine. Now, I don't know how much medicine you have to take. That's where people get triggered, right? You have to take one pill. You have to take two pills. You have to take five pills. Take 100 pills. Okay, you have to have the doctor prescribe you exactly how much you need, but you need some type of medicine. That is what I said before. The guy goes to the doctor, he gets prescribed the medicine, and he says, no, I know how to heal myself. That guy is not going to make it through because he's not listening. Which I love it. The one who knows the sickness of the Yetzahara is the one who created it. What do you mean? Hashem created your Yetzahara. So he knows how to heal your Yetzahara. And what does he say? And he tells you to take Torah. And if you don't, slowly, the mashallah that I always give is the frog who's dropped in the pot of water, and it's cold water, and slowly the water is boiling up. What happens? The frog, they did an experiment like this, the frog will die. Because slowly, it kills the frog. As opposed to if you boil up a pot of water and throw the frog in, the frog will jump out. So the Yetzirah doesn't attack you in one shot like that. Slowly, he destroys your life. So even a little bit, you're going to slowly, suddenly you scratch your head. You're like, where have I come to? When a person is oisik b'Torah and he sees its path and he sees what it's about, and that's what it says. Halavai oisi azavu v'Torasi shamaru shamaar shaba machzir lemutov. And the Ramchal in Derech Hashem says, one of the most fascinating things. And Derech Hashem, the Ramchal says, if the Rishayim would just learn Torah, even if they would continue doing whatever they're doing, but they would learn Torah and continue to learn Torah, not forsake the Torah, eventually they would be Chozer B'tshuva, because the Ma'ar Shabbat is Machzir L'Mutav. The light of the Torah will bring you back. The reason, the first thing, as he's going to say in a second, the first thing, and this is what we said, Atipul Vatir Der Alamas, which we'll talk about in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow more, is that the busyness is, I don't have time to learn. People think it means, oh, you have to learn all day. That's not what he said. You take your medicine, you take 5 minutes of learning, like Rabbi Akiva, the drop, one Mishnah, another Mishnah, another line of Chumash, a little bit. People think, we'll talk about it afterwards, people think it means, oh, I got to become, they get all, well, take a little bit, and then eventually it will heal a person. And that is the first step. That's the first step, he says, why people are not going to look after their life. Because slowly you'll just say, okay, I'm not learning anymore, and then you forget what life is about. 11 minutes, sorry, I went a little bit over. L'kavod Rosh Chodesh, 11 minutes and 12 seconds. Will change, keep 10 minutes a day, 11 minutes a day, keeps the Yetzirah away, and even at bay.